This episode is about Inside the Tornado by Jeffrey Moore. And this one has some unique ways to describe certain parts of a business. So he asks whether your business is a gorilla or a chimp or a monkey, and goes on to explain what that means. Now, one of the things that he comes up with, and this is where he bases everything from, is that technology is accelerating business, and technology itself is accelerating. So our business is changing very rapidly, so we often wonder, do we even have any control in it? And his analysis and his research suggests there are 7 stages of a marketplace, and I won't go through all of them here, but starts out with innovation, finally there's a bowling alley, then a late majority, and finally the death of a business because that business model has been replaced. Much like encyclopedias were very shortly replaced by CD encyclopedias, and obviously now by Wikipedia. And he's suggesting get very, very narrow, like a lot of other of our authors have spoke about, as far as just picking one niche and becoming the dream vendor for your clients, customers, or your potential clients. And then he goes into the different types of primates and people as far as businesses. One, of course, was the gorilla, which is on the top. Chimp is number 2, sort of like that Avis and Hertz analogy. There's a monkey in the business, who's somebody that's a smaller business, but he's picking up those niches and making money that way. So all in all, it's a great book. I like the different terminology to describe businesses and the situation a person is in. So I would go ahead, grab this book, and enjoy the read. Until next episode, it's Randy Beck. All right. For this episode, we'll be taking a look at Mastering the Rockefeller Habits by Vern Harnish. Now, this is definitely a classic. He's been around for about 30 years and has developed a systemized coaching and training and business growth system with gazelles.com. Definitely well worth checking out. And I'll quickly go through the book itself, obviously taking a look at what Rockefeller did to grow his business. He really starts out and has a few core things that he does. Find your values, collect stories that develop those values, and then make sure you develop a rhythm in your business and have a decision to grow. And so his main insight in this entire book is to develop that rhythm, or as a lot of people call it, flow. And make sure every day you do a 10-minute triage of your business, not to actually look at getting those resolutions done right away, but do a triage to figure out what do you need to do next. So until next episode, this is Randy Bett with 90 Second Book Reviews. For this week's episode of 90 Second Book Review, we're going to take a look at No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy. And for those of you who have not read any of Dan Kennedy's books, I would highly suggest you pick up as many as possible. Now, in this particular book, the first thing he comes out with is probably something that a lot of people will disagree with, and he said stop trying to make the workplace fun. He would rather focus on a mission and a purpose within the company, which obviously is what we all need to do. He wants the leaders to be very open, show your flaws. He talks about developing your employees and educating them so their job becomes valuable to the company. He talks about looking for excuses that are made by employees, which simply means there's lots of activity but no results. He encourages everybody to develop an operations manual, especially for the small things that get repeated over and over again that should be systematized. And his idea of a workplace is where the CEO is the center of the business and making every job a profit center. He also, again, reiterates to systemize everything and to measure all of the items of your business and to deploy as quickly as possible, especially what's commonly known as the minimal viable product. So the next thing that he finishes up with, or actually this is what he does finish up with, is to deploy everything again with speed. Like Jack Welch says, speed is everything It is the indispensable ingredient in competitiveness. And until next episode, this is Randy Beck.